Hi, this is the Higher Self Mirror Process, and this was born really from when we were doing the emotional wall. And one day many years ago I was given this extra part to it, but it can also be used on its own. So it can be used on its own as a process, which you're going to go through now, but you can also use it as part of the emotional wall. So once you've done the emotional wall process, this can be used when you're standing in that place of freedom. Okay, so the Higher Self Mirror Process. So before you do this, obviously do the Earth Star, Soul Star, and ground yourself. Put your star in the ground, your Earth Star and your Soul Star. So if you hadn't done that, go back over and do that now. Okay, so I want you to imagine that you can see a beautiful full-length mirror in front of you. Just go ahead and just imagine or see a full-length mirror. Fantastic. And just notice as you step in front of it what you can see. So just have a look at what you can see. Can you see yourself as you are? Can you see yourself as just light? Can you see yourself as perhaps a past incarnation? You may see yourself as a goddess or an angel, or you may see nothing. Okay? So if you can see yourself as light, just remain there. But if you can't see yourself as light, just step away from the mirror, just one step to the side, and then ask your guides and angels to step in behind you, knowing that they're coming from a place of pure, unconditional love. Fantastic. And just ask them to step in and fill you with pure light. Pure light. And then I want you just to step in front of the mirror again. As you step in front of the mirror now, what can you see? Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And just notice what you can see now. And just keep doing this until you get to the place where what you can see is either a pure light around you or that you are pure light. So for those that have managed to see themselves as light, you need to know that this is your higher self. So this is the part of you that has all the answers. Now I know you will have heard that before, but this is a process where you can really access what it is that your higher self is trying to tell you about a certain point in your life or your mission, or something else that you would like to know the answer to. So the way you do this is you look at yourself in the mirror, you look at your higher self in the mirror, and you ask the question. So you ask whatever it is you want to know the answer to. So for example, it might be, why do I feel on my own? Or why do I not love myself? Why do I not love my body? Why can't I get a job? Whatever it might be, okay? Or what is my true mission? To just ask to be told. And sometimes you'll see a picture in the mirror. So quite often when I work with people, holding the space for them, they're able to see in the mirror a vision of themselves being, having, doing, or whatever it might be in the question that they've asked. So see yourself, just imagine yourself having what it is you're asking for, being who you want to be in the world of service. Okay? And just notice how it feels. And if you feel for any reason that something comes up for you that feels uncomfortable, ask your guides to step in again and fill you with light, reminding you that you are an incredible being of light, that you are magnificent. Okay, fantastic. So just keep looking at yourself. Okay, and you can ask as many questions as you would like. Now, if you feel ready, and you don't have to do this, but if you feel ready, we're going to take you through the next step. So I'm just going to leave a pause here in a moment so that people that want to stop there, just imagine the picture you've got in there, the picture of you doing whatever you would like to do, and just bring that into your heart. Really integrate that part of you. Fantastic. Okay. Now the next step, and just feel whether this feels right for you. Okay. So the next step we go on is that we're basically going to be stepping into the mirror. So we're going to be stepping into our higher self. Okay. So I want you to take a deep breath. And if you can see yourself in the mirror, if you can see your higher self in the mirror, or you can see yourself being, having, doing your mission, and you feel ready, I want you to step through the mirror now, knowing you're safe and secure. You're ready to step into your higher self. You're ready to own your power of why you're truly here. So just step in. Good, take a deep breath. And just notice the feelings you have. Notice how you feel. Most people say they feel light and free. And some people see the world beneath them. So it's almost like they're flying above the world. So whatever you experience will be perfect for you. You may get some intuition. You may meet your guides. All is perfect. So I'm just going to leave you there for a second while you experience this feeling of unity, of oneness, of knowingness. And when you feel ready, you can come back. Come back to where you're sitting and knowing that you've stepped one step more fully onto your mission of who you are. Remembering on another level why you're supposed to be here. And go ahead and do this process every day and watch what happens. Much love.